Good morning, everyone. My name is Aurora, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Mesa Rand's Q3 2020 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's remarks, and instructions on how to proceed will be given at that time. Mesa Rand issued its quarterly report on Tuesday, October 27th, after the market closed. If you did not receive the report, please contact the investor relations team, and they will email it to you. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only, and questions from the media will not be taken, nor should the call be reported on. Any forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available. Please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. Today, we are joined by Mesa Rand's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Alejandro Monzó Rozas, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abelardo Loscos, as well as the investor relations team, who will discuss the company's performance. I will now turn over the call to Mr. Alejandro Monzó. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and welcome to our Q3 2020 conference call. I would like to start by providing some more detail on our new joint venture, Centel. 12 months ago, we started a digitalization process to improve Mesa Rand's efficiency and to better meet the needs of the Mexican SME market. In that line, in the Q3, we launched Centel, a JV in which Mesa Rand holds a 51% stake. Centel is a joint venture with Finovi, a leading fintech firm in Colombia that will use technology and data processing to provide fast and flexible credit to SMEs in Mexico while managing risk prudently and efficiently. The state-of-the-art technologies used by the platform increase speed and efficiency, hence providing a high-quality client experience. We have chosen to partner with Finovi and manage this through a separate entity in order to benefit from Finovi's successful experience in the Colombian market, share capital costs, and continue focusing in our core leasing business. We are very excited about this JV, as it will allow us to increase our share of wallet in the SME market and will also generate positive externalities to Mesa Rand's digitalization process. In a different token, 2 weeks ago, we announced the approval of a $45 million 10-year facility from the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation, or IDFC. We started the analysis and due diligence processes over a year ago. This new facility puts us in a strong position to take advantage of the opportunities that will arise as we emerge from the global pandemic. The resources will be used to grow Mesa Rand's portfolio, focusing on sectors that have shown resilience during this cycle. The granting of this loan shows IDFC's support for Mesa Rand's mission to level the playing field for small and medium-sized enterprises, as well as the recognition of our ESG practices. We are fully committed to further improve our ESG impact and will produce our first annual sustainability report this year. We continue to adhere to the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN Global Compact and to conduct our business under the Social, Environmental, and Risk Management System, which is based on the IFC's performance standards. Moving on to the impact of COVID. As we mentioned last quarter, in March, we launched our contingency plan called Plan C, a reconciliation plan to understand the liquidity, financial position, and business needs of all of our clients. In each case, we conducted prudent analysis to ensure that we were managing a liquidity issue and not a solvency problem. In most cases, a three-month grace period was offered, making sure that both original profitability and collateral position were maintained. Approximately 18% of our clients took up the support. In the Q3, the effectiveness of the Plan Cero was proven. Today, over 80% of clients who took up the offer of support are making payments. Only 20% of all participants have required some sort of additional support. And this figure represents around 1% of our total portfolio. In June, we began to see a gradual upturn in the country's economy, which has had a positive effect in collections, new origination, and pipeline. As a result of this program, collections for 2020 are down 265 million pesos, which represents 14% of total collections forecast for the year. Nonetheless, we expect a normalization of collection levels by the first quarter of 2021. All shortfalls will be recovered over the life of each transaction. We remain focused on maintaining the health of our portfolio. The NPL ratio increased by 20 basis points compared to the second quarter to reach 6.1%. Yet, this was only a third of the increase seen between the first two quarters of the year, which we view as a positive achievement given current circumstances. As we have previously mentioned, all credits are purely collateralized, either directly through lease equipment or indirectly through mortgage guarantees or pledges. In most cases, high levels of collateralization are met, resulting in 1.8 times coverage of capital at risk, which ensures that our portfolio remains well protected. In the third quarter, we prudently and gradually started to originate new transactions in sectors which have proven resilient during the pandemic, thus maintaining the high quality of our portfolio. We also maintain our focus on preserving liquidity and will continue to do so in the coming quarters. To that end, for the third quarter, we maintain a cash balance of 1 billion pesos. This was less than the 1.4 billion reported at the end of the second quarter of 2020, mainly due to the payment of the 2024 bond coupon in July and high origination in the third quarter. We believe that our debt profile is easily manageable in the current context, with only 14% of our debt maturing in the short term. Of the short-term maturities, a significant proportion corresponds to the Segures program on the local capital markets, which we have participated in for over 10 years now. Over the quarter, we were able to refinance these maturities despite the adverse market conditions, demonstrating Nexorrent's solid reputation in the market. Most of our leverage corresponds to the international bond issue in 2019, which consists of a bullet payment in 2024, which is fully hedged against changes in the exchange rate. Moving on to our results for the quarter, total revenue fell by 9.3% compared to the same period of 2019. However, this was a smaller drop than expected and was due to a conscious decision to slow originations over the last two quarters. We are confident that this was the right decision given the levels of uncertainty and volatility in the global markets. Gross profit year to date decreased by 20.5% compared to 2019, with a margin of 30.7%. The margin reduction was mainly due to lower origination during the quarter. Finally, as mentioned last quarter, in addition to the newly granted DFC facility, we continue to make progress with our long-term financing plan, which should be ready in the next couple of months, securing the funding needed for 2021 and 2022. To conclude, despite facing significant challenges from the second quarter onwards, our company and business model have remained strong and resilient. During this market downturn, we have preserved liquidity and maintained the quality of our portfolio. And as the economy recovers, Nexorrent will gradually increase origination, and levels of profitability and growth will, over time, return to the normal levels. We are leading Mexican entrepreneurs, and now more than ever, we remain committed to supporting our clients in moving through these complex times and to prosper in the months and years ahead. With this, I would now like to turn the call over to Abraham.
Thank you, Alejandro, and to everyone for joining us today. Firstly, I would like to thank Eduardo Limón, our former Investor Relations Officer, for all of his contributions during his long career in Mexaren. He has moved on to a new opportunity, and we wish him all the best. I would also like to take this opportunity to welcome Ramón Barrera back to the team as our new Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Director, and to Ricardo Damel as our Senior Associate. We will have the opportunity to introduce them personally in the next couple of weeks to all of you. Moving on to our financials, as Alex mentioned, third quarter revenues fell by 9.3% compared to the same period in 2019 to 351 million pesos. This was due to the effect of lower originations on revenue growth, although the decrease was less than what we had expected, given the challenging circumstances. However, comparing accumulated results to the 9 months of 2020, total revenues were up by 5.1% to 1,114 million pesos. Our cash position for the quarter was 1 billion pesos, which was below that reported at the end of the second quarter of 2020. This was a result of the payment of the 2024 bond coupon in July, the cost of additional coverage, and a higher origination in the third quarter. However, the cash position remains healthy, demonstrating the company's ability to manage collections and expenses. Operating income for all the period decreased by 68.9% and by 39.9% for the 9 months to September 2020, due to the low number of new transactions for the quarter. On the other hand, operating expenses also decreased by 3.8% compared to the same period in 2019, reflecting the cost controls and the drop in commissions related to low origination during the quarter. As Alejandro mentioned, gross profit for the first 9 months of the year decreased by 20.5% compared to the same period in 2019, to 342 million pesos with a margin of 30.7%, and for the quarter decreased by 35.7% to 94 million pesos and a margin of 27%. Over the quarter, earnings were impacted by low originations and related events in three ways. First, a reduction in commissions generated when registering new transactions. Second, lower income for the financial operating income. And third, a reduction in income from operating leases operations that are part of the Plan Zero. During the third quarter of 2020, net income stood at 11 million pesos and at 18 million pesos for the cumulative period to the end of September, demonstrating Mexaren's financial strength in times of economic crisis. There was a decrease in the comprehensive financial result of 74.8% for the third quarter versus the quarter of 2019, and a 52.2% in the first 9 months of the year. Financial debt decreased by 287 million pesos from the second quarter 2020 to the third quarter, and increased by 433 million in comparison to the period ending in September 2019. A large part of this variation is due to exchange rate fluctuation. There continues to be a negative effect on capital in the other comprehensive income account due to the exchange rate fluctuations and the valuation of financial derivative instruments adjusted for the value of premiums for 330 million pesos. However, this is less than 375 million pesos and the 556 million pesos reported in the second quarter and first quarter 2020 respectively. This is due to the appreciation of the exchange rate over the period. This account has no material impact on the company's capital. The total portfolio reached over 9 billion pesos as of September 2020, which represents an increase of 16% compared to the same time last year, reflecting the rollover of existing leases, previous originations, and a small number of originations during the third quarter of the period. The consumer goods sectors continue to represent the majority of our portfolio at 36.9%, with industrial sectors not far behind at 32.7%. The majority of our portfolio continues to be based in Mexico City and the state of Mexico, with 70% of clients split almost equally between the two regions. The remaining 30% comes from a combination of other states, underlying our geographic diversity. Total assets at the end of September 2020 remain relatively even compared to the same period last year at 10,964 million pesos. This is due to two factors. The decrease of 1,930 billion pesos in available cash as a result of the placement of leases with the proceeds of the 2024 bond, and increase in the preventive estimate of trade risk and derivative instruments. Total liability increased by 1.3% compared to the end of September 2019, reaching 9,769 million pesos, mainly explained by exchange rate fluctuations. This concludes my remarks. Thank you all for listening. I am now going to hand the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
We will now start the Q&A session. If you have a question, please enter star 8 on your telephone. If your question has been answered, you may cancel it by pressing star 8 again. Our first question is from Nicolas Riva from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the chance to ask questions, Alejandra and Abelardo. I have two quick questions. The first one on the loan that you announced that you got approval for from the U.S. Development Finance Corporation, $45 million. If you can tell us when would this loan be granted, and actually the idea is for now to have just a line of credit with this institution, or if you actually plan to draw down these $45 million in the very short term. And then the second question, I remember that you had mentioned that there was an option for the shareholders, I would expect from the private equity funds to inject more capital into the company. I think it was before year end. Does this $45 million loan change anything on that? Or can you give us an update in terms of where a capital increase would happen before year end? Thank you.
Thank you, Nicolas. I will take the first question. In terms of the loan of BFC, we are working on the documentation, and we are expecting to make the first drawdown of the line on the fourth quarter of this year. This year will be disbursed gradually over three quarters, but we're expecting to use the full amount, considering that we have a very, very, very good conditions. It's as we stated in our release, is a 10-year maturity, and well, we believe we will have, obviously, as we Alejandro mentioned during the call, we are expecting to have good opportunities, and we are seeing a very strong pipeline over the next couple of months.
Abelardo, sorry, just a follow-up. So you said you expect to draw down some of that in the fourth quarter. What would be the amount you have in mind? And then you said that, is it fair to assume that you would expect them to draw down the full $45 million like within the next few months or not?
Yes. The idea, Nicolas, is as soon as the documentation is ready and as we are seeing the opportunity, is to draw down the line. As it is, it's going to be documented. We will have the option to draw down the full amount, the $45 million, during three quarters, and it's 15 million per quarter. So that will be the pace that we are estimating to use the line.
Okay, thanks, Abelardo.
Hi, Nicolas, this is Alejandro. In terms of the equity injection, no, I mean, the granting of this loan doesn't change the strategy that we've been mentioned to the market. The funds and our shareholders are continue to work on this option, and the expectation remains, as we've mentioned in previous quarters, to have something potentially in place before year ends. Still, again, as I've always mentioned, this is an option, not a commitment, but that's the expectation.
Okay, and anything you can say, thanks, Alejandro, for that. And anything you can say there in terms of potential size of that injection?
Well, just that, as is publicly known, the value of the option is $20 million. So, well, that's the only thing that it's public at this time.
Okay. Thanks very much, Alejandro.
Thank you, Nicolas.
Thank you very much for your question. Our next question is from Mr. Adrian Garcia. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alejandro Navarro. Thank you very much. Can you remind me on the covenant that you have to abide by in terms of the capitalization ratio, which is the calculation that you need to comply with? And the question is, when I look at the financial ratios that you report a 14.9 capitalization ratio, but that's has some removal of OCI effects. When I do the calculation of just equity over total assets, your capitalization ratio is closer to 10-11%, which is lower than the 12.5. So I'm just curious that if you could remind me in terms of what is it that you have to abide with for covenant purposes.
Yeah, in terms of covenant, it depends on the line that we have. On the one that we have some leverage for capitalization limit, what we have discussed with the institution that we have this is to be considered the normalized effect, considering that, as we have discussed over our last calls, the OCI is not a real impact in the equity, and in terms of the leverage, in terms of the debt that we have in dollars, to the hedges to be considered and taken into account. So in the documentation that we have for the ones that we have outstanding and for the ones that we are negotiating, we are asking for these effects to be taken into account.
And what about for the bond, for the unsecured?
In terms of the bond, the covenant that we have is based on terms of how much you have secured of the loans or not, and we are in compliance, and we are not violating any of the covenants in the bond.
Yeah, the covenant is unencumbered to unsecured debt at 1.3 times, and we are well above that one. I mean, if you want to have a reconciliation of those figures, I mean, we'll be more than happy to set up a call and send you a spreadsheet with the calculations.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your question. As a reminder, if you have a question, please enter star 8 on your telephone. As a reminder, if you have a question, please enter star 8 on your telephone, please. That was the last question. I will now hand over to Alejandro Monzó for final comments.
Thank you, you all, for joining us today. Please, as always, feel free to reach out to us if you have any additional questions or concerns. We truly appreciate your interest in Nexoren and look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thank you all. Have a good day.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.